George Walker for WFIU Arts, and the Book of Mormon from the creators of South Park comes to the IU Auditorium for performances Tuesday, October 29th through Sunday, November 9th. Our guest plays a general that we can call General Coney, Coney James. Thanks very much for joining us. Tell us a little bit about where you are currently.
At the moment, the tour is in Rochester, New York. This is sort of a homecoming because not too far from Rochester is where Joseph Smith supposedly discovered the golden plates that began the Mormon faith.
That's a wonderful thing. Now, the story here is that there's a couple of elders, Elder Kevin Price, Elder Arnold Cunningham, who dream of knocking on doors in Orlando, Florida, end up knocking on doors in Uganda in an area that's kind of run by you.
Yeah, that's correct. They don't get their wish, especially Elder Price. The adventures begin, and they set out thinking they're going to change hearts and minds. And through the course of a 2.5-hour hilarious musical beset with interesting characters and fascinating circumstances, Elder Price and Elder Cunningham end up learning a lot about themselves and in turn end up being the ones who change and change for the better, we like to think. And so it's a really sort of fascinating buddy musical, great score written by Bobby Lopez, who also wrote Avenue Q and some of the score for Frozen. And then, of course, the genius writing of Matt and Trey, who are the creators of South Park. They lend their satire and irreverence to the hilarious book of the Book of Mormon. And yeah, it's a fun show. But yes, I am the sort of antagonist who oversees this part of Uganda. And they sort of find themselves in the midst of a situation where these villagers who they're trying to proselytize are dealing with real world circumstances.
One of the things that I think you've talked about our two characters, Elder Kevin and Elder Arnold, learning some things about themselves. The audience also learns quite a lot about the Mormons and the Book of Mormon.
Yes, they do. Matt and Trey are brilliant writers. They really did their homework on the faith and making sure just about everything you see in the show, it's rooted in truth, it's rooted in fact, it's based in the actual origins and sort of story and evolution of the faith. And you'll learn a lot about the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Also, what's brilliant about it is, even though we use Mormonism as sort of the vehicle to examine that faith, it's really a metaphor for all faiths. No matter what faith you were raised in, there will be something that everyone can relate to and identify with and relate to their own spiritual walk and religious upbringing. The brilliance of the show is that we use one religion to talk about all religions.
Corey, tell us a little bit about what the character of the general offers you as an actor.
You know, it's funny. A lot of actors will say it's always fun to play the bad guy. And I found that to be true. And in this case, you know, he's a very eccentric, interesting character. And that, you know, what motivates him to do what he's doing is something that on the outside looking in is appalling. But you sort of get into the character and find his motivations and see the world from his point of view. It's a really fun character to delve into. He's based on a real-life character, a real-life warlord out of Liberia, funny enough, on the other side of Africa. So I've done a little bit of research looking at that guy, and then also I, you know, looked at what Forrest Whitaker did with The Last King of Scotland. I've looked at some of the dictators in Africa just to sort of get a basis of their sort of view of the world and perspective and ideology. But they're very charismatic, very persuasive. And so I just sort of, as an actor, you can just play, hey, I have an agenda and I'm going after my agenda. And I think my agenda is right.
The charismatic Corey Jonas, who plays General Coney, he has another name in the show, but we're not going to mention that. Comes to the IU Auditorium on Tuesday, October 29th, plays through the Sunday. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.